Broadcasting from the studios of KCCU on the campus of Cameron University, this is the Texoma Report. I'm Melissa Beck, and now the news. August 18th marks the 100th anniversary of the ratification of the 19th Amendment, giving women the right to vote, but not all women. Local community advocate Barbara Curry with Women That Vote Arts Corporation is honoring this historic year with a series of events to introduce a statue honoring the women who have fought and continue to fight for equality. Can you tell me a little bit about the three phases of the women's suffrage statue that you're putting up in Shepler Park?
Yes, the three phases ceremony, and that part is just lighting the way for the rest of the project. So we will have the lights installed, and we'll have a little ceremony for that, and that'll be the time that we'll kick off the fundraising for the second phase, which will be the benches. And the benches will go right in front of the light, and the benches, the sponsors will have their name engraved either on top of the bench or on the panel of the bench, and then that money will help pay for the benches and to go toward the sculpture. And then the last phase, of course, is the sculpture, the landscaping, and the history pieces that will go with the sculpture.
The Celebrating Suffrage Sculpture Project lighting ceremony will take place in Shepler Park in downtown Lawton on Friday, August 21st at 7:30 p.m. More information can be found at womenthatvotearts.com. Wednesday marks the 62nd anniversary of one of the first sit-ins in the country during the civil rights movement in Oklahoma City. Caitlin Howard reports for the Oklahoma Public Media Exchange that the Clara Looper Legacy Committee and the Oklahoma Historical Society will host a virtual event to celebrate the anniversary.
The event will feature speakers such as Looper's daughter Marilyn Looper Hildreth, OKC Mayor David Holt, and former NAACP National Youth Council Director Reverend Amos Brown, who is the keynote speaker. Musical performances will also take place from artists like J.B. Williams and Jeruba Lambeth. Editor and publisher of Shades magazine Joyce Jackson will moderate the event. In light of the recent Black Lives Matter protests and marches, Jackson says this event is a reminder of the history of the sit-in movement in OKC.
We want people to understand that Oklahoma has a very rich African-American history, and Miss Looper is considered like the godmother of civil rights movement.
On August 19, 1958, Looper, who was an activist and high school teacher, led 13 children from the NAACP Youth Council in Oklahoma to begin sit-ins to desegregate lunch counters at Katz Drugstore in OKC. This helped start a flood of sit-in movements and protests across the country. The anniversary event will be held online Wednesday at 6:30 on claralooperlegacy.com. I'm Caitlin Howard.
As colleges across Oklahoma kick off their fall semesters, risky behavior among students has caused some concern. State Impact's Robbie Korth reports on what steps Oklahoma State University and the University of Oklahoma have already taken.
A shaky cell phone video found on social media and filmed inside a Stillwater bar shows students drinking and dancing without masks and with little regard for social distancing. The video and reports of 24 cases of the coronavirus in a single sorority caused OSU President Burns Hargis to release a statement Monday asking students not to party and remain socially distant. In Norman, OU suspended all in-person Greek recruitment activities after reports of unsanctioned gatherings of students there. Fraternity and sorority recruitment activities were moved online. Colleges and universities have struggled with coming back this fall. On Monday, the University of North Carolina moved all of its classes online following a spike in cases on campus. For State Impact, I'm Robbie Korth.
That's the news for this edition of the Texoma Report. For KCCU, I'm Melissa Beck. The Texoma Report is a production of KCCU News. For more information about featured stories aired during the program, go online to kccu.org or visit our Facebook page.
Hi, I'm Fred Child. Today's culture has tried to relegate classical music to a kind of museum status. Admire it from a distance, but please, don't touch, don't get too close. Well, join me to reclaim classical music. We'll explore the vibrant scene today in concert halls around the world. It's Performance Today from American Public Media.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. on KCCU.
I'm Peter Sagal. Did you know that your old car can support Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me? And no, I don't mean it waits until you're inside the house, then turns on the Bluetooth to call the station and donate your money. It can't do that. Though it does like to prank order pizza for the Volvo down the block. What I mean is donating your car can help pay for shows like mine. So donate your old car and turn it into the programs you love.
Donate your vehicle at kccu.org or call 866-789-8627 to schedule pickup.
I'm Helen Sini, host of Deutsche Welle's weekly news magazine Inside Europe. We dig a little deeper into the important stories shaping the region. From Dublin to Moscow, the issues facing Europe are also touching many Americans. So join us this week as we explore the people, politics, and culture of one of the world's most dynamic regions.
Inside Europe, Sunday mornings at 9 and Wednesday afternoons at 3 on KCCU.
I'm Scott Simon. Plan to join us Saturday morning for Weekend Edition Saturday from NPR News.
This Saturday morning from 7 until 9 here on KCCU, your public radio station for NPR News and classical music.